decided to become a full-time pickleball coach 2 years ago. He travels the country giving clinics everywhere. From these clinics, Prem has learned a ton about coaching and about how people think when they're playing the game of pickleball. Hence, he has written this book. I really enjoyed reading Smart Pickleball, and there's a lot to learn from it. Use Prem's book to learn from and add to your game. Sometimes, one tiny bit of information can change your game like magic for the better. I'm sure every player, from beginner to advanced, will find something in Prem's book to greatly improve your game. After all, isn't continuous improvement what life and pickleball is all about? Sincerely, Billy Jacobson. Introduction. Why I wrote this book and how you can make the most of it. I wrote this book in response to the many requests and a few demands that I put down in writing all the tips, strategies, drills, and information that I share in my Pickleball Guru Academy clinics. People asked to be able to take it all home to read, review, and practice. For nearly 2 years, I've published a monthly email newsletter. You can subscribe by going to my website, www.thepickleballguru.com, where I share articles and blog posts about pickleball strategy and etiquette. This book includes nearly all the articles published on my website, as well as most of the information I share in my introductory clinics, and more. So why am I giving you practically all of my secrets right here? Here's why. There'll be a few of you, admittedly the minority, who will devour every single page of this book and then get a buddy and start putting into practice every recommendation in this book, chapter by chapter, drill by drill. You are the appliers. You are the players who inspired me to share every single secret. You know when you've found a good thing. You're committed to improving your game. And you know that just reading about what to do isn't going to be enough. You know you've got to practice, practice, practice. My secrets are for you. On the other hand, the majority of readers will most likely hear this book, maybe take a few notes, and walk away with one or two learnings that they'll try to implement next time they're on the court, if they remember. And considering some people's memory issues, that's a big if. They are the forgetters. The forgetters are the players who led me to decide that it really doesn't matter if I share every single secret, because the majority of what I share will go in one ear and out the other. Now, I don't mean to be pessimistic, and I've certainly skimmed through my fair share of books on other topics, picking up some pointers and then promptly forgetting most of it. If you really do want to play smart pickleball, I'd like to challenge you to not just hear the information in this book, but come up with a plan to start applying it. If you're serious about playing better and winning more, you can't be a forgetter. You've got to be an applier. The information in this book must not only make it to your long-term memory, but even more importantly, into your muscle memory. And that takes practice. It's just the way it is. Let me be clear. If you just want to go out, get some exercise, and have a blast, you're absolutely 100% entitled to that without ever practicing a shot. But if you're really set on improving your level of play, you have to practice to get better. You have to play against different players to get better. You have to pay for your mistakes in order to get better. You won't get better if you keep doing the exact same things you've always done. You won't win more games if you keep making the same number of unforced errors. And you can wish all you want that the Tooth Fairy will grant you better pickleball skills, but I regret to say it probably isn't going to help you the next time you're out on court. Ask yourself, how could I do this better or more consistently? So I invite you to come into this book with a beginner's mind.